The secret rapture, fact or fiction? Will Jesus return invisibly to secretly rapture or take away the church to heaven before the coming tribulation? A common idea today among fundamentalists is that Christ may return invisibly, secretly, at any moment to rapture or catch away the church before the great tribulation and the appearance of a superhuman antichrist. This secret return of Christ they call the first phase of Christ's second coming. Jesus, we are asked to believe, may suddenly descend from heaven this very night, but he will stop in midair. Immediately, the righteous dead will be raised, and all true Christians who are alive will be translated. Then Christ returns to heaven, some say for 3.5 years, others say for 7 years. During this period, according to this teaching, God will vent his wrath upon the world by permitting an antichrist to deceive the nations and torture all who won't submit to him. This time of torture they call indiscriminately the tribulation and day of the Lord. Then, they say, the second phase of Christ's coming will occur. Jesus will come visibly, in power and glory, with the saints to conquer Antichrist. But is this what the Bible really teaches? Are there two phases to the second coming of Jesus Christ? Will he return secretly? Why is the word rapture not mentioned once in the entire Bible if this theory is true? It is time you learned the truth. Jesus has given us a time sequence of events soon to occur. This sequence you will find in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. These three chapters contain the order of events at the close of this age of man's rule. Notice what Jesus told his disciples. Following false teachers proclaiming a false gospel, yet coming in the name of Christ, would be wars, famines, and pestilences occurring in that order. Then there would be, what? The secret return of Christ to take away the church in a secret rapture immediately before a tribulation? No, just the opposite. Here are Jesus' own words. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and famine shall be, and earthquakes in diverse places. But all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then, the very next event, shall they deliver you up into tribulation, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Matthew 24, verses 6 through 9, Panon Version. Did you notice that? Jesus' own disciples, those who follow him, you, are to be delivered up to tribulation. The disciples of Jesus could not be in tribulation if they were secretly raptured to heaven before the tribulation and if only unbelievers remained on earth. Besides, Jesus said that it is for his name's sake that the nations would hate you. This obviously must be referring to believers, not non-believers. Mark records the same statement of Jesus, "And you shall be hated of all for my name's sake," Mark 13:13, a martyrdom of Christians. Luke records the same. Luke 21, verses 12 and 17. Though Jesus prophesied that Christians would be persecuted in a coming great tribulation, he also said there is for some a way of escape. That way of escape is not a secret rapture. But watch, said Jesus, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21, 36. You can escape all the trouble soon to fall on a heedless world, but you must watch world events and pray. Jesus repeated the same promise to his church today. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, or trial, the tribulation and events that follow, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Revelation 3:10. But how and where are the Christians who watch and pray going to escape? Turn to the 12th chapter of Revelation. Here we find the answer. Here we find the true church, the church of God, pictured. A woman, remember, is the symbol of a church, 2 Corinthians 11:2. This chapter pictures the true church, whereas the 17th chapter of Revelation pictures the false churches, a mother church and her daughter churches. Notice verse 6 of chapter 12. In the tribulation during the Middle Ages, the woman, the true church, fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared of God. That tribulation is merely a type of the coming great tribulation, a time of trouble of such magnitude as has never occurred on earth before. Now turn to verse 13. And when the dragon, Satan, saw that he was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman. This is the persecution that is yet in the future. How does the church escape? And the two wings of the great eagle were given to the woman that she should fly to the wilderness to her place for 3.5 years. The church is not taken to heaven, but to the wilderness, to a desert region here on earth. and the earth helped the woman, Revelation 12, verses 13 through 16. Could anything be plainer? But what happens to those not accounted worthy to escape? And the dragon went away to make war with the rest of her seed, the remainder of the church that did not escape. The people whom Satan hates and against whom he stirs up the nations, the people who keep the commandments of God and hold the testimony of Jesus. Verse 17. How plain! Some of the church escapes to a place of safety on earth, but there is no secret rapture. Jesus told us to pray that your flight be not in winter, neither on a Sabbath. For then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been from the world's beginning until now, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24, verses 20 and 21. If there were a secret rapture, we would not have to be concerned about either the winter or the Sabbath. There is another great mistake that all who believe in the rapture theory have carelessly taken for granted without proof. It is that the tribulation and the day of the Lord represent the same period of time. The Bible reveals that the tribulation is the wrath of Satan, the wicked spirit ruler of this present age. We read of that in Revelation 12. Notice, the devil is angry. He is responsible for the persecution of the Christians who are not accounted worthy to escape. Satan hates God's way. So does this world. It is Satan's world. Little wonder that it hates the good news of the kingdom of God. What did Jesus say would immediately happen after Satan's wrath, the tribulation? The rapturist would have you believe that the second phase of Jesus' return would immediately occur. This is not what Jesus said. Notice, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Matthew 24:29. Now turn to Joel 2:31. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. The day of the Lord is the time God steps into world affairs directly. It is the time of His wrath against the nations. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, wrote Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:2. This is not speaking of the rapture, but of the time of God's intervention in world affairs very shortly before Jesus returns. Compare this with Revelation 6, verses 12, 13, 16, and 17. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the whole moon became as blood, and the stars of the heaven fell to the earth. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, Fall upon us and hide us from the face of the one sitting on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of their wrath is come, and who can stand? This day of God's wrath comes unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. The tribulation, however, occurs before the day of the eternal's wrath. Notice that during this day of the Lord, the trumpets begin to sound, Revelation 8:6. And the seven angels that had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. Trumpets are a symbol of war. This is the time when God's restraint over the nations is loosed, when the nations war upon one another with horrifying new weapons, till they learn that God alone can bring peace and that His laws make life worth living. Notice now an amazing fact which very few have grasped. What happens when the seventh and last of these trumpets is sounded? And the seventh angel sounded, and great voices in heaven came, saying, The kingdom of the world is become our Lord's and His Christ's, and He shall reign until the ages of the ages. We thank You, Lord God, the Almighty, who is and who was, because You have taken Your great power and have reigned. And the nations were wroth, and Your wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that You should give reward unto Your servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear Your name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth. Revelation 11, verses 15, 17, and 18. Notice that this is the time for the prophets to receive their reward. It is the time of the resurrection, and this, remember, occurs at the seventh or last trump. Now compare this with 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 and 52. Lo, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet, the seventh and last trumpet, shall sound, and the dead, and that includes the prophets, Revelation 11, 18, shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Do you grasp the significance of this scripture? After the tribulation, after the intervening heavenly signs, during the day of the Lord, at the sounding of the seventh trump, the dead are resurrected and those alive who believe and practice the truth are changed from mortal to immortal.